You're listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're talking today about the Black Lives Matter movement and the local chapter of that movement here in Carbondale. One of the members, Jonathan Moore, is in studio. Jonathan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So the Black Lives Matter movement, it's going on across the country, but you've got a specific mission within Black Lives Matter here in Carbondale. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, we're affiliated with Black Lives Matter. Our acronym is BLACC, B-L-A-C-C. It's Black Love Adjoining Communities Collectively. Our message really is more personal. We're not really more national at the moment. Like, we have a lot of issues in our community that we want to resolve as far as, like, you know, programs for our kids, because like right now it's like a spike in crime from kids because there's nothing to do, and that's something that needs changing. Also, we want better community relations with the police, and it's something, I mean, of course it's getting national attention, though we don't have the issues as far as bigger cities have, like people being murdered by the police, etc. We still want to have a better dialogue so we can establish people don't have to be, you know, skittish around the cops or, you know, afraid that they're going to pull them over for no reason, because it happens a lot. But we want to just find a way to, you know, better our community and mend relationships between the police, the mayor, you know, things like that, and do things for the kids. It's not about the adults for us right now. It's definitely the kids, strictly.
When you talk about that dialogue and things for particularly the young people to do, what are they telling you that they would like to do? Clearly, a lot of them, if they're teenagers, young adults, they're looking for employment.
That's definitely one of the biggest things for us. We want to figure out a way to get kids jobs during the summer. That way, if you're working during the summer, you have no time to do nothing illegal. You know what I'm saying? We want to find ways, you know, for like tutoring programs, events, you know, take them places, trips. You know, we also want to, and I know this is kind of young, but we also want to try to get some with money management skills, because that's a big thing. If you're working at 15, 16, but you're spending your money on gym shoes and clothes all the time, you have nothing. But if you know to save your cash, you can do what you want to do. Life's a lot easier. So we're trying to get like money management skills, programs to where they can go on trips and, you know, basically fill their time during this void of when there's nothing to do during the summer. And I'm just sure that would have kept me out of trouble, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm so busy. But not being busy, idle time is the devil. I mean, everybody know that.
What type of dialogue have you already started? What kind of conversations are you hoping to have in the near future?
Well, the dialogue is just, our dialogue so far has only been a message. But we know we have got in contact with the mayor, the city council members, the police chief, et cetera, you know, and we just told them, you know, we want better relationships. You know, we got to start by building our relationships. And everything else to me falls in play. You know, speaking with Mike Henry, he's assured us that, you know, he do whatever he can to help this out, make this better. Because the problem with the community and the police and the mayor is no one comes and talks. No one comes saying, this is our issue. No one shows the city hall and speaks on the problems. Because the issues are not just for us here locally. It's also for, you know, college students as well. They have issues. The harassment, the disparities are definitely different in theirs as well. Like, it's definitely disproportionate. And we all got to speak up, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, in our group, you know, we have locals, people from DuCoin, college students, you know, from Chicago, and everybody feel the the need for change, you know. And with our conversation we have so far, it's just like, you just, like, you know, let us know what you need, and we're going to help. So we're just trying to, we're mapping out exactly what we will need, and then we go from there.
Do you find that there's a level of ignorance, of a lack of education about what life is like within your community, and how much is that dialogue, do you think, helping?
It's helping a lot, and it's crazy you said that, because that was like the biggest thing that mayor even said. He said, you know, I don't know. He said, I can't pretend to know. I can pretend to tell you this is not happening. I know it's happening. I see the numbers. He said, I know it's happening. He said, educate me so I can help you. The problem is, we won't sit down and tell you what's going on, and then I could try to tell you, and then you got something, the person that won't sit back and listen, like, oh, this couldn't be going on because it happened to me. But let me tell you something, racism and these things are real in this country, you know, and it's something we need to just accept, and we can't move forward from it if we won't sit back and accept it and go from there and say, I know this exists, how can we change? We won't do that. I'm not saying as a whole, as a country, we don't do it.
What would you say to someone who sees the Black Lives Matter movement on a national level, sees it on the news or through social media, and there's a level of apprehension? I don't want to go try and join because I'm afraid. What would you say to them if they wanted to get involved with you, or even just sit down and learn more?
I just say, don't be afraid, because we're not here. We're not anarchists. We don't want violence. We want peace. We want change for the better. And also, you got to realize with the media. The media here to paint a picture. They're here to get ratings. So when a fight happens or anything happens that's bad, they're going to show that. I'm going to give you an example. They probably have, let's say it's 10,000 protests a day. The five of them are probably going to be on the news. The 9,900 and whatever is not going to be on the news. So you got to look at it like that. You can't say because there's one bad apple in a batch that the whole batch is bad. Not at the beginning, at least.
Sure. When you move forward and you're looking at priorities, you mentioned a few, getting opportunities for the young people in your community, having this dialogue with city leaders. Where do you see this going into the future? What's the overall goal in your mind?
The overall goal for right now is to correct our community, and then we want to branch out. We want to start here. I feel like we can't set an example if we can't get our community together. So once we get our community together, then we can go to Murfreesboro, Marion, Duquoin. We can just branch out, you know, all the way up to Chicago, wherever we got to go from there, because this is all peaceful. We're not here. We don't want to have to shut down roads. We'd rather talk to you. I mean, shutting down a road gets attention, but at the same time, it's not always good attention. You know what I'm saying? Because it rushes people the wrong way. But if I can get to the mayor's office and talk to you about this, city council, go to city council and address these issues, it's a better type of conversation. It's peaceful. It's something being done. And a lot of people look at what they see on TV, but TV don't show you the whole picture. This is, everyone knows television wants you to know the bad. They don't want to know the real. I'll give you an example. The guy that did that horrendous crime and the horrific crime in Dallas, they clumped him with Black Lives Matter. But he clearly was not with the movement. Yet, that was a narrative they put out there, and it stuck. It's a prime example.
Sure. It's what you see versus what you need to know. Sure. Finally, for people who are maybe coming back into town, the university's fall semester is getting ready to start. As the semester ended at the end of last spring, there was the May 2nd protest. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talking about making changes and bringing issues to the forefront. How will your group be working as the students come back to keep the issues alive and to keep this in the front of people's minds?
Well, we actually linked up with a few people from the May 2nd protest, and we actually eventually all going to come together. I mean, we're not going to be one group, but we all have a common goal. So by them doing what they're doing and while we're doing what we're doing, we're just going to keep it together as far as, like, you know, keep it fresh on their mind, keep it bringing it up, bringing people in. The biggest thing to me with a movement is bringing more in, because the more people in, that's the more your voice is being heard. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring more people in. If you feel these issues like us, and it's not necessarily the community over here, or community as a Black person or minority or just issues in general, I don't give a hell what color you are, you know, just the issues, we're going to bring you in, and you're going to help, your voice is going to be lifted, and also it's going to spread the word for everyone. So the thing for me, what we came up with more than anything, it's about diversity in a group. You know, it can't just be all Blacks, all whites, or all, it has to be diversity, because everybody feel that pain. If you're sincere enough, you're going to understand what we're saying, no matter what. So our biggest thing is just keeping it fresh in people's minds and actually walking it down. Like I can talk about it all day, but who's gonna actually go to city council? Who's gonna set up these conversations? Who's gonna really talk to people and get stuff done? Who's gonna set up the programs? That's what we're on. That's what we need to do.
And you mentioned early on that your group, Black Love Adjoining Communities collectively, really wants to focus on the nonviolent aspect of this. I know that your group has already gone out. You've cleaned up graffiti, mm-hmm. and trying to spread your awareness, mm-hmm. that way. How important is it to really make it known that, listen, we don't want any part in violence. Civil disobedience is a different thing.
Exactly.
You know, how important is that aspect of this?
It's utmost importance, because if you can't fight hate with hate, you can't do it. If I'm saying forget you to the police, the city council, how can we ever get anything done? So it's like, that is the most important thing. We want peace, and we can't have peace by causing ruckus, anarchy. You don't get peace like that. So yes, it's very important.
Sure. Jonathan, we're out of time, unfortunately, but I sure thank you.
Thank you.